Now, an expert in tourism and hospitality believes the impact of the Middle East conflict will probably only begin to impact the sector later this year. Liam Hessian is a partner with BDO, a leading global accountancy and advisory firm, which works with large hotel groups and tourism operators. He made these comments at a gathering of Clonmany Chamber of Tourism and Commerce recently. I caught up with him early this morning and first asked him about the impact of the war in the Middle East.
Well, good morning, Trasa. And first of all, I'd like to just thank the Clonmany Chamber of Tourism and Commerce for the invite last week to speak at their lunch. And yes, when I was asked to speak, there were certain levels of geopolitical uncertainty happening. But obviously, this has exacerbated in the last few weeks with the Middle East conflict. And before the conflict and for the first 2 months of 2026 versus the same period in 2025, international arrivals and spending were actually up 30% in visitor numbers and 31% in spending. And hotel occupancy was up 3%. So I suppose it's difficult at this point in time, it's early in the conflict, to predict what will happen. But tourism generally lags behind geopolitical shocks, with bookings already made for the current year. But I suppose the real effects will probably only begin to show later in the year and going forward.
Given that there is so much uncertainty, given with what's happening in the Middle East, we don't know how long this conflict could go on for, although I think most commentators are bracing themselves for something that could at the very least last several months. How do businesses, how does tourism, how do operators, how does a county like Kerry best shockproof itself to minimise the impact of this global uncertainty on tourism?
Yeah, and I suppose first of all, if it is, as you said, if it is to last longer, we don't know that. But, you know, if it is, it'll give rise to, you know, rising travel costs. That will result in fewer long-haul visitors and probably budget-conscious tourists who may delay or cancel travel trips, meaning that businesses will have to be more reactive and agile. So for hoteliers, you know, they'll have to monitor booking windows a lot closer. They'll have to source and look at market trends closer. And they'll also then have to, you know, adjust their pricing and their marketing to take that into account. But I suppose on the positive side, you know, Ireland may also benefit to what's called, I suppose, the substitution effect. You know, Ireland is a safe and welcoming country. We're not near the conflict. So it's already seen, I suppose, in Mediterranean markets and indeed Dubai, where holidays are being cancelled and where visitor numbers have dramatically reduced. So this can be very helpful for Ireland, where visitors may redirect their travel opportunities or travel visits over the coming months.
We know that Ireland is an expensive place to visit, I suppose, depending on your budget as well. But it's not cheap when compared to countries like Spain. Are you saying that operators need to look at their price? Is that something that needs to be looked at?
I think the tourist industry are finding the cost of living crisis with increased energy, increased staffing costs, increased food costs. So I think what I'm saying really is that hotels and operators will have to look at their product and offer more in their product. You know, look at their offerings and, you know, add experiences and not just look at accommodation. So I think it's looking at their overall products just as much as looking at the cost. I think, you know, the tourism industry is like all industries, as I said, you know, having a hard time with regards to increasing costs. So I think it's looking at the offering and ensuring that the offering is attractive to visitors that want to visit.
Some people might say as well that there is an opportunity for the hospitality sector, for the restaurant and catering sector to reduce prices, given that VAT for restaurant and catering services is going to decrease from 13.5% to 9% in July.
And I suppose, again, I suppose that's a welcome addition by the government from the 1st of July for food prices. And again, I think, you know, that will be seen in the offerings. I think, you know, strong restaurants will factor that into their overall cost model and indeed their overall offerings, which hopefully will be of a benefit to the consumers.
You spoke about Clonmany. You were saying that Clonmany, and I suppose maybe I could extrapolate from that, Kerry by extension, has so much to offer. We know that, but that it's important that tourism in Clonmany doesn't remain static. What did you mean by that?
think it's important. I think you're right. And from personal experiences of going to Killarney for 20 years, there's so much natural beauty. And Killarney, you know, Killarney needs to continue to evolve. And so some of the practical suggestions I made is that, you know, operators, hoteliers, restaurants, attractions, they need to think of in the experiences, not just the inventory. So, you know, you're thinking of, you know, adding experiences to your current offering to ensure that the tourist has a great overall experience. I think Killarney, as well as everywhere, has to look at staffing and workplace quality, and that has to be embedded into the business strategy of the business. We all know we're in a tight labour market, and reputation as an employer will directly influence, you know, service levels, reviews, and ultimately the rates that can be achieved. And I think a very important thing, Tressa, that businesses are looking at, but it's very, very important that businesses, you know, start or accelerate their sustainability journey. That's cutting waste and energy, source products locally, and tell that story credibly. And I think it's important that businesses look at doing that, not because it's the right thing to do from a sustainability point of view, but because it also protects margins and strengthens the offering of the hotels and local restaurants. So I think all of that is important. And I think another thing that's important, and Killarney is very good at doing this, is that, you know, all businesses have to work together. So, you know, problems like the Middle East conflict and that, they're best tackled working together. You know, when hotels, restaurants, attractions, and indeed the Chamber, who I spoke at, who I mentioned earlier, that they have joined up offers which will enhance an already resilient destination brand. And I think it's important, you know, when we look at that Tourism Ireland are certainly doing an awful lot of work for tourism in Ireland in general. And, you know, they have their current Ireland Goes Beyond campaign, and that's active in 15 key markets throughout the world. And there's huge high impact multi-channel promotions being driven from that. So, again, it's important, and I said to the Chamber and the people that visited, it's important that Killarney aligns their own promotional efforts with those of Tourism Ireland.
And that is Liam Hessian, a partner with BDO, a leading global accountancy and advisory firm, which works with large hotel groups and tourism operators. He spoke at a gathering of Killarney Chamber of Tourism and Commerce this week.